This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The ban on deepwater drilling is gone. What about the drilling the Gulf Coast economy's taken?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good day to you from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. It's been months in the making, and now the Obama administration has lifted the moratorium on deepwater drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. That means the oil industry may be able to hire back some of the thousands of people who haven't worked since April. But there are tougher rules and regulations in place, so the industry may end up looking a little different. Here's Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson.
For one thing, smaller offshore drilling companies may not be able to survive. Fadel Gate is managing director of oil and gas research at Oppenheimer & Company. He says after the BP spill, the cost of an accident is too daunting for the little guys.
Which basically is going to limit the number of players to those who have the financial flexibility to absorb any future shock.
That, he says, means deepwater drilling in the Gulf will be limited to a handful of companies: Shell, Chevron, ExxonMobil, ConocoPhillips, and good old BP. Gates says some companies are already adjusting to the new landscape, putting their money into onshore drilling, which is seen as safer.
But nevertheless, most of the mega projects will be offshore in the deep water.
But don't expect the rigs to be up and running right away. Even though the Obama administration decided yesterday to lift the ban earlier than expected, analysts say it'll take weeks for companies to get in compliance with new regulations. I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Well, soon the gasoline in your car could contain less petroleum. Today, the EPA is expected to increase the amount of ethanol allowed in gasoline. Some groups, such as a lot of environmentalists, oppose that move. Reporter Janet Babin has a story.
The EPA is expected to increase the amount of ethanol allowed in fuel from 10% to 15%. Oil refiners say that could harm catalytic converters, and environmentalists worry the jump could push farmers to plant more corn and destroy wildlife habitat in the process. Analysts, though, say the 5% jump won't make much difference. Kevin Books, managing director of research at Clearview Energy Partners, he says the EPA's decision is political, designed to help at-risk Democrats in the House who happen to hail from the top 10 ethanol-producing states.
In an election in the midterms when you're fighting for every seat, this is a people-pleaser in places where red state Democrats are in trouble.
Book does not expect supplies to jump to comply with any announced increase in the amount of ethanol allowed in gasoline. The EPA today is also expected to announce more uniform labeling laws so consumers know when they're buying gasoline containing ethanol. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Yeah, markets are higher right now. The S&P, NASDAQ each up about 1%. Same for the Dow, now higher 106 points. At 11,126, J.P. Morgan Chase reported today that profits rose 23% to $4.4 billion in the third quarter. Its stock pretty much flat right now. Global markets rose today, little help from the Federal Reserve, which is showing more signs of economic tinkering.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies. By Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at novonordisk-us.com. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE.
Right now, the National Football League is in the middle of what looks like a very profitable season, with television ratings doing very well. But behind closed doors, there's trouble brewing, a fight between the league's owners and players' union, one that today's Wall Street Journal reports could get ugly really, really fast. They're battling over how to split up the big money the NFL takes in. At stake is a lost season and a lot of lost revenue. Matthew Futterman wrote this morning's story for the Journal. He's with us live from New York. Good morning, sir.
how are you?
Doing well. Where are the negotiations right now?
They're pretty much stalled at the moment. There's not a lot of progress on either side. The owners haven't backed off their demands for essentially an 18% rollback in player pay, and the players haven't backed off their staunch opposition to any cut in salaries.
So no budging there. The NFL, though, Matthew, doesn't need a collective bargaining agreement right until March. So
well,
why
that is when it expires, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, why are they so concerned about it right now?
Well, one big reason they're concerned about it is because the sponsors who plan their marketing budget 6, 12, 18 months in advance are getting nervous about whether there's going to be a season next year or whether they want to be associated with a league that is having much labor strife. There's going to be a Pro Bowl, which is their All-Star game, later on during the end of the postseason. And that's a typical kind of event that you'd want to get sponsors for. And, there's a question. Are players going to even show up to the Pro Bowl? Are there going to be protests there? If you're, a Fortune 500 company, is that something that you want to associate your brand with?
And is it possible, Matthew, that there could be no season next year?
Oh, sure, absolutely. I mean, I don't think there's going to be no – I don't think they're going to miss an entire season, but there could be some missed games. I mean, the owners right now are very – dug in terms of their desire to just make some fundamental changes in the compensation system in football, and the players are risking their lives. They don't have guaranteed contracts, and they don't see why they should have to pay to increase the profits of the owners. And the teams are very profitable already.
And we're talking about a history lesson too, because we've seen this happen before, right?
Well, I haven't seen it happen in a long time. The NFL has had labor peace ever since the framework of the current collective bargaining agreement was worked out in the early 90s. But, yes, back in the 80s, there were a couple of work stoppages with the NFL.
Matthew Futterman from The Wall Street Journal, thank you.
Thanks very much.
All right, enjoyed the conversation. And finally, I can remember as a teenager watching that U2 video filmed atop a high-rise building in Los Angeles, caused a big commotion in downtown L.A. at the time. The song was "Where the Streets Have No Name." You remember it? Just yesterday, another rock group, one not quite as famous, tried to film a video on an L.A. street that does have a name. It's called the 101 Hollywood Freeway. The band Imperial Star's big truck was parked on the busy thruway, blocking most of the lanes, caused a big, big backup. The California Highway Patrol arrested the musicians who faced charges of obstructing traffic, all to make a video for their song Traffic Jam 101. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Walmart is the big box store that everybody loves to hate. Except, of course, if they're looking to rent your vacant storefront from you.
Listen, if they ring the phone and they say, "Hi, I'm Walmart, I want to look at your site," you don't walk to meet them, you run to meet them.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Smaller Walmarts coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Also coming next time to Marketplace. It's from American Public Media. With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.